You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, these are a couple of these are about everybody on the show in different grievances.
Oh, really?
There's one against you. There's one against me and one against Sammy. Sam rarely gets a grievance.
Yeah, we'll have a talk.
Sam rarely gets a grievance.
What was
my
that?
Grievance is that Sam rarely gets a grievance.
You just said you didn't have a grievance right before we came on the air.
I don't. I'm thankful for my Stroop waffle. If you guys ever had a Stroop waffle, it'll change your life.
Just the name alone makes me not want to eat it.
What did I do to you?
Stroop waffle?
Stroop waffle. Take a bite. Oh my God.
I refuse.
Scott,
no.
Right now, live on the air, it's the best thing you've ever had in your entire life.
Really?
It's waffly. It's gooey. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's a Stroop waffle.
It's a Stroop waffle.
Wait, well, now you guys are both chewing
it's
something.
Disgusting.
Well, now I have another grievance.
Oh, come on.
Scott, it tastes like a cross between an ice cream cone.
Oh, he's spitting it out.
It's got caramel in it.
Yeah, it's a Stroop waffle.
Yeah, I mean, you lived in Germany.
Didn't eat everything over there.
No bloodwurst.
Apparently not.
No. And some Wiener Schnitzel. All right, let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All the regular rules apply. No naming of businesses or private citizens. But we're adding one this Friday. We all know what happened earlier this week. Now, whether you have a grievance or a gratitude to what occurred earlier this week.
Don't you bring that blank up into here.
Take that up with your family and friends or people on your Facebook page.
Or just don't.
Or just eat a Stroop waffle and drink a Diet Pepsi and be happy.
But what happened on Tuesday and into early Wednesday morning.
I'm not doing it at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Whether you have a gratitude or a grievance, take it up with your family. Maybe share that gratitude or grievance over Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, great time to bring that up.
Jim in Bates City, first in, first up. Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the laugh. My grievance is with Ms. Dana Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Please, with all that is right with God, do not let her ever talk sports again. I was unavailable.
Are you learning
Friday,
too much, World Jim?
Series, no, the World Series talk and the arrows on. Maybe I almost drove my truck into a bridge pillar.
The arrows on the football field that show you which direction
they're
going?
They're forever. Oh, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. We know they're there.
Just clarifying. Okay.
All right.
Jim, do you know the only part on the football field where there are no arrows?
Is that the goal line?
No.
No, it would be on the 50, Jim. See, you did just learn something. You didn't know that.
Hey, that is a... Sam, did that smell like a challenge to you?
No, he was just like, I didn't know. And see, I just imparted my wisdom on him again. You're welcome.
Jim, I hope you have a great weekend, buddy.
You as well.
All right, take care.
Jim, just so you know, I do smell the stench of a challenge, and American Airlines would not allow me to remove her from this flight, so we're going to have to sit with that one for the rest of the program.
Jeff and Lee Summit. Hi, Jeff.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I hope you guys are gearing up for a great weekend, because I know I am.
Amen.
But my grievance is with our postal system, because here not too long ago, I moved out from my folks' place, but me and my dad have the same first and last name. The only difference is our middle name. And did the whole process of changing addresses and stuff, and basically found out very quickly... Not a lot of mail has the middle initial on it. So, to try and fix that these past few weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, I just had a quick question.
Well, that question will go unanswered. I'm
one of the deep, unsolved mysteries in the universe.
You're my witness. I did not.
You did not.
Okay. He just said, I've got one quick question, and then his phone cut out. Jeff, thank you for the call, man. Jen in North Kansas City. Hello, Jen.
Hi, first time caller, long time listener.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
I have a gratitude, actually, but it's not about what happened earlier this week.
Okay.
So I heard you. I just found out that my thesis was accepted, and so next month I'm going to get my master's degree.
Jen, yay!
Yes, in science and neuroscience and trauma. But my gratitude is actually for my three daughters and my husband. My three daughters have been amazing. Two of them just got their master's this year, but my husband has been absolutely amazing in supporting me, and he's just taken a load of the stuff in our house, and he's great. But funny story, he's also on hold to give you his grievance.
What's his name?
Dale.
Oh, I see Dale. He's coming up in two after you.
Okay, well, so I'm just really grateful for my family that they just pushed me through this.
Well, Jen, we are so happy for you and your family, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right,
take care. Nice job.
Bye-bye.
Morgan in Lawrence. Hello, Morgan.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I have two grievances today. The first one is against myself, because no matter what, when I am trying to go to work and I have my arms full with my drinks and my backpack and everything else, mm-hmm. I put my keys in the wrong pocket. And so when I go to lock my car, I have to shift everything to the other arm to try to lock my car. And I do it every time. I don't know why.
That's a great grievance.
Is about the ongoing turn lane. So in Lawrence, for instance, we have them on like Iowa and 6th Street. And not only does nobody seem to know how to use these, lately I've noticed that people don't go in at the perforation where the line is open that says you should join the lane here. Instead, we just join the turn lane 1,000 feet before we actually need to join it. So that way we cut everybody off and make everybody to go and angry.
Okay. Morgan, good grievances. Thank you for it. Dale in Eastern Shawnee.
Hey, guys. Well, that was my wife 2 callers ago. So my grievance just seemed kind of petty after all her gratitude. Scott, I welcome your comment. In fact, we might even have to get the humanist thesaurus Dan Weinbaum involved in this. What is the history of the word dateline? Because nothing in the word date or the word line indicates a geographic location, and yet you use it. Dateline is Florida. How is that a location? Is it a throwback to newspaper?
Yes. It's a journalistic term referring to you see the parentheses and it'll say Atlanta, Georgia or
dateline.
Kansas City, Missouri. It's called a dateline.
That's why dateline NBC, they are referring to the dateline.
A dateline of a news story
indicates
the city in which the journalist wrote the story.
Correct.
And when it was reported on.
That is correct.
Well, look at that. We didn't even need the human thesaurus.
He came running into his studio just for Dale. And then Sam steals his thunder.
Daniel, the history of the dateline, please go.
Yeah, where the story's written and the date.
I would prefer that you say it in the tone of one Stone Phillips when we are referencing the dateline.
Hang on, let me do some push-ups first.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to that chisel-faced SOB?
He made a lot of money in retirement.
Dana, did I hear you say Pepsi or Diet Pepsi earlier? Are you one of the few people who can drink both Diet Coke
Dale,
and Diet Pepsi?
I have switched.
Oh, you
I don't
switched.
Even know.
I know. I made the switch.
I swear to God.
Several
I don't
months
know
ago, I made the switch, and I have not looked back. And in fact, Scott will tell you this. He had a Coke Zero in here. I was a Coke Zero fanatic. And I said, hey, can I get a sip of that? I took a sip of it, and I go, oh, is that real Coke? And he goes, no, it's Coke Zero. Once you switch, I'm telling you, you don't go back. I don't know.
You're making breakfast, you're exercising, you're getting up early.
I walked a mile last night. I don't even know who I am. But the Diet
Neither
Pepsi thing. Wow.
All the biphasic sleeping.
Right.
Biphasic really? Sleeping. That's right.
Really?
David, Shelley, Howard, all the others, hang tight. We'll get with everyone as soon as we can here on Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. All right, let's get to it. 586-7798, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. David in Kansas City. Hello.
It's really weird to think about that song and realizing that there are people listening to this show that weren't alive when that song was out. But anyway, sorry.
That's true.
I just was reminded of my age. Anyway, my grievance, I don't have a grievance with standard time, which is what we're in now. My grievance is that people, like this week, have been complaining about standard time, but instead of saying standard time, they're saying daylight saving time. And no, we're not in daylight saving time anymore. We were in daylight saving time. Mm. Now we're in standard time. And in fact, even though contrary to popular belief, this is the better time if we're going to do it permanent, because this is the better time for sleep schedules and everything like that. We tried to do daylight saving time. It didn't work. And it's a really bad idea, especially in the winter.
Okay. David, you have been heard. That was very concise and to the point. Good job. Shelley in Kansas City. And I'm reminding everyone, there is no challenging on this show on Festivus Friday. Shelley, hello.
Hello. My grievance is against Sam.
Oh, well, there's one.
Here it is.
The constant fact checking of Dana.
Sam is being very restrained.
Yes.
And he is not even opening his microphone,
he is
I
not.
See.
He as is
the
not.
Judger, well, I'm surprised he's not on Google.
As the judger of the challenge, I shall not challenge. Also, that was uncalled for, Shelley.
Drop your microphone, Shelley. Wow.
Shelley, we kid because we love. We're all very good friends on this program. And from time to time, I will give Scott the stink eye. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, I will give Sam the stink eye. But it is not very often.
Okay, Shelley, by the way, your grievance has been heard.
It was funny.
And there was an extra one in there. Howard in Oak Grove. Hello.
Hey, actually, I'm on 50 Highway at Pittsville.
Oh, okay.
My grievance is with the lowlife thieves that were sleuthing around T-Mobile Wednesday night, the Creed concert, broke into my truck and stole a pistol and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh.
The guy's truck next to me, they broke in and took two pistols out of his. The one across the street was broken into, and then another friends of ours, their whole truck was stolen. So why can't these people get an honest job? And if they took half the effort to do that, this world would be a whole lot better.
Howard, I'm sorry that happened to you on Wednesday night.
It's a great concert, though.
Okay. Who opened, by the way?
Mammoth, which was Eddie Van Halen's son.
Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen.
I'd never seen or listened to the music, but if you get the chance, it is actually a really good band.
I have some of their stuff. They are fantastic. You're absolutely right. Again, I'm sorry that happened to you, man. Brian, and by the way, we do have a rare open line on Festivus Friday, 586-7798. Brian in Excelsior Springs. Hello.
Hello. My grievance has to do with e-commerce and the desire of everyone to go paperless. It's great. But how often do you get letters in the mail saying that their firewall has been compromised and your personal information may have been disclosed? If we're going to go paperless and completely e-commerce, develop some better firewalls to prevent that from happening. It hasn't happened to me or anyone that I know, but if your information got out there and was compromised, it's going to take a long time to get that back, and that's not a good situation, and I feel for those that have had to endure that.
Brian, thank you very much. A lot of original grievances this week. Larry in Peculiar, hello.
Hi.
Hello, love the show.
Thank you, yours.
I took the day off today to install a smart switch on my own to save a little money. Hmm. It was a five-way switch, and my grievance is the lack of electrical standards in the business, in the trade. I spent all day, literally all day doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good thing you took the day off.
Red, white, black, copper, and they're all over the place. That's my grievance.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. 913-586-7798. Do have a line open. Al in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Good evening.
I have two grievances. The first one is really short and simple. It's basically, why are people offended at a T-shirt of any kind? I mean, you can see bumper stickers that are worse than T-shirts, so why be upset at a T-shirt? Just turn away.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong there or not, but you can't offend me with anything you wear.
Well, if we thought you were wrong, we couldn't tell you anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. And my second one is I had five cars run a red light in front of me the other day on 31st Street, coming from Kansas City out to Missouri. And I watched that first one went through. I was like, okay, second, third, fourth, I started pulling out and hit my horn. And the fifth guy looked at me as he was driving by really slow and showed me his pistol.
Oh!
Oh!
Whoa!
He didn't point it at me. He just showed me.
What an idiot. Did you call police? I would have called police.
I did. They were five cars running a red light in front of me. They were gone. You know, I had to chase them down. I wasn't going to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Thank God you did not, Al.
No.
We are surrounded by idiots in traffic every single day. Tell yourself that on a loop over and over again.
Drive away with the one thing you can't get back, and that's your life.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Well, I'm glad you're safe. Thank you for the grievance. Bob on the Plaza. Hello, Bob.
Hey, kids. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Two things. First, I have a gratitude.
Okay.
That Family Feud show you did on Tuesday had me in stitches with my mother. We had to pull over, stop driving, and laugh.
Thank you very much.
We could not come up with any answers.
When she goes, boom, boom, and I'm like, oh, this is killing me. We had to stop. And that's my gratitude. And I just have a simple idea for you guys.
Okay.
I remember you talking about drive-in theaters closing, and Scott Parks has never been to one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say next year we do a charity movie night with classic cars and KMBZ.
I love that you brought that up, Bob, and I will tell you this. We are in the process already of exploring a Dana and Parks family movie night. Well, not. Let me rephrase that.
Please.
It would be an adult family night. Well, not an adult film.
Oh, my God.
It would be a movie
it's
night.
It's getting worse.
For adults.
Who listen to Dana and Parks.
Yes.
And want to see a movie.
That's what I was trying to
kinda
say.
Kind of like when we did the Twisters thing out at.
Yes.
Was that at AMC? It was AMC.
When I said family movie night, I meant the Dana and Parks family, but.
Wait, we're playing adult films for
the
family?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Kids are welcome.
That's how it came out.
We're going to show an adult film to a bunch of families.
This sounds like a liability. I'm going to have to put the kibosh.
To Dana and Parks.
Is that a microphone?
No, it's not.
Hello.
913-586-7798 here on the family-friendly Dana and Parks program. Pessimist Friday continues. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Mike in Maryville. Mike, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. I got two quick ones. When people use the word humbling wrong, I hate that. Humbling is a knockdown. Like people say, oh, I got to meet my favorite movie star is real humbling. I hate that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I heard y'all say that on the show the other day.
Okay. I don't recall it, but maybe we did. All right.
My other one is people tell me I have a voice for radio, which is, I get it. It's when they say I have a face for radio. That one really sucks.
You should be in our business.
That's all I got.
That's the oldest joke in the book. All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Joe in Belton. Hello, Joe.
Hi. My grievance is whenever somebody calls in and the first thing they say is, hey, how you doing? And then you have to respond with, we're doing very well. Thank you for asking. They should already know how you guys are doing because they've been listening to you on the radio.
Can I just do a clarification on your grievance? I'm not challenging it at all.
Okay.
But this has been a grievance before. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's not original, but I'm saying it's been a grievance before. I think for most people who do that, it's almost like a little bit of a
crutch.
Nervous crutch.
Yeah.
They're probably on the radio for one of the, you know, the first time maybe, or they've only been on the radio twice. And I think they might be just a little bit nervous. And so it's kind of an icebreaker or a way just to be cordial before they get into their point. And I've always said, it's not that they do it. I'll be worried when they don't, because then they don't care.
But it's just like, we're doing very well. Thank you for asking. And then I catch myself yelling at the radio going, just go. You know how they're doing. You've been listening to him talk.
All right, Joe. Thank you for the grievance, man. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
I'm doing really well. Okay, bye-bye. Rachel in Olathe. Hello.
Well, I want to annoy Joe by saying, hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Sure. So my grievance is with Dana. Mm-hmm. Dana, I just don't think that you're listening to the right Tom Petty songs. Mm.
That could be true.
I do. I like the ones that they play that are super overplayed.
Yeah.
I think you need to, I think you need to listen to some more of him and you'll enjoy it.
Go deeper in the vault.
I will go deeper in the vault, Rachel, because I'm like that with a lot of artists. Like, like I know Elton John's I'm Still Standing was one of his big hits. Mm-hmm. So love Elton John. That is not in my top 300 songs of his.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Free Falling, it was obviously overplayed, but yeah, there's so many better songs.
Well, Rachel, let's do this, because she'll be driving home in about 20 minutes. Give her one Tom Petty song that most people have never heard of that she has to listen to tonight.
Oh, God. Chambermaid is a good one.
Okay.
Chambermaid by Tom. What album is it on? Do you recall?
No, I'll just plug it into my car.
Okay, all right.
I'll do it, Rachel. Okay. Better than Chamber Pot.
Okay.
Joe in KCK. Joe, hi.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good Friday, good evening, mm-hmm. and good weekend to all. My grievance is with Dana and Scott.
Okay.
And what it is you guys always have the mantra of, we don't talk about politics. We're not going to talk about politics here. Don't talk about politics. And usually that's preceded by you talking about politics. So last week, mm-hmm. you guys had a caller, or you had a segment on AI and plagiarism and copyright infringement of AI.
Yes.
And a guy called in, and he had an example of Joe Biden.
Yes. He brought up a candidate. He brought up a candidate. You are absolutely right, Joe.
Right. And instead of saying, well, you did say, we don't talk about politics. We're not going to talk about politics. But you had to get your dig in on Melania that plagiarized Michelle Obama.
Yes, she ripped MOB straight off. You are correct.
So that's my grievance.
Okay.
You could have just said, we don't talk about politics, and you could have stopped. But you had to go ahead and
Joe,
get your dig
can I
in.
Clarify one thing? Okay. I think what we were trying to impart, and maybe we did not do a great job of it, is that is the reason we don't talk about it, because for every dig that you drop on this program for candidate A, Scott and I immediately in our minds went, okay, but this is why we don't talk about politics, because you wanted to talk about a plagiarized word, whatever it was, with candidate A, and you can immediately then turn around and come up with the exact same argument for candidate B. That is why we don't.
Or somebody on the other side of the aisle.
Oh, every single time, for almost every single political topic.
But Joe, your grievance has been heard, and we thank you for calling.
The hypocrisy is thick on both sides.
Absolutely. Amy in Richmond. Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, Rachel kind of stole my thunder, because I was going to just kind of irk the first Joe and say, hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing well. But, thank you.
So I have a gratitude and a grievance.
Okay.
My gratitude is with all you guys. And Scott, it's with your laugh, and when you laugh and snort at the end, it reminds me of my dad's laugh, and it just warms the cockles of my heart. I just love it.
thank you very much. You're very kind.
And Dana, I'm sure there's not a woman in the listening area that wouldn't want to be your friend and hang out with you, because you're just a hoot.
Oh, Amy, that is so kind. Thank you so much for saying that.
And Sam, I love when you get tickled and that laugh of yours. You kind of giggle. So, and then Dan, oh my, your voice. When you talk the news, you need to say it slow.
Oh!
Whoa! Whoa!
Daniel!
My word.
Anyway, my grievance is probably not a really original one, but it just chaps my hide, the amount of money that the celebrities and singers and professional athletes make. Mm. I just do not think that is right or necessary. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my Chiefs. I do. I love watching them, but they don't need to be paid what they get paid. They really do not, in my opinion.
Okay.
And because we don't we don't need their services. The people that need to be paid well, much better, are, you know, the military, sure, the teachers,
firefighters. Yeah.
Yep.
Amy, we,
everybody.
Well, listen, I thank you for the kind words. Let me leave you with one quick question, then we got to get some other people on the air.
Okay.
If Dan Weinbaum did an audio book and it was a terrible book, would you still buy it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. Wow.
And I would play it slow.
Whoa. All
slow
right.
It down.
All right. It's only got one speed. Slow. Jerry in Blue Springs. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
My grievance is with you, Scott.
Okay.
So I texted in, I think it was yesterday, and I just made a comment about the show, and then you proceeded to call me lonely, angry, depressed, and a MAGA supporter. When do you think it's okay to do that stuff on the text line?
Well, can I clarify your grievance or not?
Go ahead. I don't care.
I made a comment about the show. You wrote in, this show sucks.
Well, I mean, it's going downhill. It's free speech.
And then you followed it up with another insult. I can't recall what it was. And I said, do you mind if I play amateur psychologist with you? And you agreed that I could.
But you don't know me from Adam. How do you know? What if I'm dealing with loneliness and depression, Scott?
I don't recall saying you were depressed, but anyway.
Well, but still, you think you can just say whatever you want on the text line?
Well, as do you.
I was just going to say, Jerry, if you think the show sucks, that is your opinion, but you just called into it, and that is a minute of your life you are never going to get back. I will tell you this. The text line is a toxic wasteland, yep, of the lowest common denominator in society.
It can be.
I have said for years, I won't look at it. I don't even have a login for it. And I wish that you and our counterparts and other day parts would do the same. The sports guys even made a comment today that there was something awful that came in. And I've always made the comment, and I believe this, we're not contractually obligated to take that from anybody. If you were a plumber, you wouldn't be expected to take that. Or I was going to say a nurse, but I know you guys get harassed by patients all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not part of my job I'm willing to take part in. You shouldn't be able to just reach out and say awful things and then expect us to read it on the other end. So I just don't.
Okay. Like from the text line, oh my, Dan has a sexy voice. I don't need to read that.
You don't. I mean, you could read it in a sexy voice.
But let me just say this before we go to another caller or a quick break. 95% of the text line, maybe even more, and Sam, you read it as much as I do. I'd say 95 to 98% of the text line is just people commenting on the topic at hand or saying something nice or saying something funny. Then there's a handful, I'm not going to use his name, but there are a handful of people who, for whatever reason, want to be mean and out of nowhere insult me, you, or Sam, or all three of us together. And the last caller, and he's right, he got my goat a little bit, and I was annoyed with him on the text line and probably wrote a couple of things that I regret. Nothing was vulgar, nothing was cruel, but he's casting himself off as just an average guy who was writing in the text line, and I fired back for no reason. He was horribly insulting on the text line. And I will
end with this. None of that conversation had anything to do with free speech. That's not what free speech is about. So,
well, that was one of his arguments when I asked him, why are you being so mean? And he said, I have free speech. I'm exercising my free speech.
Okay.
That's what he said.
I'm exercising my right not to read any of it because you all lost that privilege.
Jim in Eastern Shawnee, Mary Kay, the other, and Mary Kay is two people, not the company.
Oh, I was going to say, we got Mary Kay on the line?
Mary and Kay.
No time for Maybelline? I don't know.
Hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment here on Festivus Friday. This is that Tom Petty song that lady, I think, was talking about just a minute ago. That's good. Jim in Eastern Shawnee. Jim, hello.
Good afternoon, Scott. I'll tell you what, I didn't know I was even in Eastern Shawnee until I met you the other day. You had to lap it out, you know, map it out for me. I got a couple, a couple of gratitude. First of all, Dana, your answer, your comeback response to the other gentleman was absolutely priceless. I mean, that was cool. Very, very, very good job. I met Sam and Dana and Scott and Brian at the pickleball, and my wife was with me. Aww. I'm the C-130 crew chief and a Vietnam veteran. And Dana really, she had some family members that were maybe in the same field. And it, the way you guys greeted us, it was just very, very, very good. Appreciated it immensely.
Thank you very much. It was our pleasure.
And then the second thing, I was telling Sam, I know that he stayed the whole time. I never did hear how you guys felt about the cornhole, how you all did, and was it a success as you hoped it would be?
It was successful, I am the one who currently holds the trophy for the first time in 4 years.
We're all terrible at it, mm-hmm. but the mm-hmm. event was a success.
Mary in Prairie Village. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
First of all, I've always loved your show. I've texted in many, many times, so you may be familiar with my name. But anyway, and I'm so happy that Sam won that award the other day. That was wonderful.
Yes.
I agree with the guy that called several callers ago that why people ask you how you are every day when they already know. I cannot bear it. I just kind of feel my blood pressure going. I don't know why it bothers me so much.
Wow.
It takes time away for just a platitude that isn't necessary. They should just start writing. So that's one. Then I also, I wish I would not ever hear that testosterone commercial. And what is a testose anyway? I don't even know. He says that every day. I don't know what a testose is. And then I can kind of guess, but I don't know. Then the third thing, and it's not your fault, but okay. That show that comes on at 7 with those two guys, horrible. I'm sorry. They're just mean guys. That's all. So I don't listen to that. I just listen to you guys and some of Jamie and Grayson, but just wanted you to know how I felt.
Okay.
Mary, we appreciate it. Truly.
Wait, hold on. Can we clarify some of the rules of Festivus Friday?
Well, now I'm looking up what testos means.
Because that was two violations of Festivus Friday rules that were out of left field.
Mary in Chilhowie, we've got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yes. I am an art teacher in Otterville, Missouri, and we had our Veterans Day assembly today. And I just want to say how great it is to see an entire school of children respecting their veterans, giving them gifts, singing, doing the whole ceremony themselves, presenting the FFA, presenting flags, and how hopeful I am for the future for these great kids. They are still good kids out there, and they're going to have bright futures ahead of them.
I've said that for years about the younger generations. That, you know, they get lumped into a group, and they're all lazy on their phones all the time. There are some great young people.
I would just like to thank our veteran, the very sexy Dan Weinbaum.
Yes.
Who should slow down those newscasts.
All right.
Thank him for his service.
Thank our veteran, Dan Weinbaum. We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States. Radio Personality of the Year, according to Pitch Readers, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. We will be live on Veterans Day, so tune in if you can. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.